passing minute means just that much less time for something else to go wrong. The astronauts are getting ready now for a small burn of their lunar module engine, one that will get them back inside the entry corridor. If Apollo 13 cannot improve its position, it could wind up skipping back out into space. So a good deal depends on the LEM engine. Bruce Morton has more on that.
This is the engine in the descent stage of the lunar module which will make that critical mid-course correction. And people here have a lot of faith in it. It's never been a problem on earlier flights. It has fired twice so far on this flight successfully. If the unlikely does happen, though, NASA quickly points out there are other ways to make the burn, using various reaction control system thrusters or the lunar module's ascent engine. And there's plenty of time to make the correction. It wouldn't have to come tonight. This is an important burn, larger than such corrections on earlier flights, but NASA sees no reason why it shouldn't work. David?
Within the past hour, the astronauts have made a quick check of the command module electrical system, the one that was shut down in the emergency Monday night. To the obvious relief of everyone, it's okay. Astronaut Jack Swigert reports, however, it's gotten pretty cold in the main spacecraft, so cold that he and the others are putting on an extra set of long underwear. David Shoemaker, CBS News Space Headquarters, New York.
This has been a CBS News special report, the flight of Apollo 13. Stay tuned to CBS for the next Apollo update.
You're spinning with...
As the Apollo 13 spacecraft continues toward a splashdown Friday, stay with NBC News for up-to-the-minute reports. And tonight, see an NBC News special program with a comprehensive report on today's progress at 11:30 Eastern Time on most of these NBC stations.
We delay the start of our regularly scheduled program for an Apollo 13 progress report, brought to you...